I'm Mayor Gary Sulz. We're here doing an interview for Stoke FM.
And you're running for mayor.
I am running for mayor. Thank you.
And tell us a little bit about yourself. It doesn't have to be about politics or the city, but something so people can know who you are as a person, a passion, a hobby, how you spend your spare time.
Okay. So I've been here in Revelstoke almost 40 years. I've been in funeral service 42 years. Born and raised in southern Alberta, moved out here. My wife was born here in Revelstoke, as was her mother before her. We have three children and five grandchildren, and one of my hobbies is scuba diving. The other hobby is riding my motorcycle.
And why are you running for mayor again?
I think continuing the service to the community, Megan, it really is important to us. As I mentioned, my wife, my mother-in-law, we have deep roots here. And just continuing that service, I've got lots of things started this first term. Want to see those things come to fruition and really continue that service here in Revelstoke.
Why should people vote for you?
I think the continuity. We've started things in place. We've changed the culture in City Hall and in the city infrastructure as far as staff goes. And things are good. People are enjoying their jobs. They're looking forward to coming to work. And I've got the experience and the knowledge of the community over all my tenure here. So I believe that my job is to continue that on.
And what are some issues going on in the city that you will be focusing on if you get elected again?
One of the big things that we're seeing right now is dealing with old growth deferrals and logging issues. So for the last 4 years, I've been having conversations with our First Nations people and basically building relationships with them. So now we're into a situation where we're talking with industry, talking with First Nations, and talking with the provincial government on how we actually manage forests going forward so it's sustainable for all. We have 2,000 people in our community, about one quarter of our census population that have direct or indirect income from forest sector. We started as a forest sector CPR mining years and years ago. That continues on. So we need to make sure that if we're going to continue this on, we have to do it in a sustainable way. So that's one of the things. But also we've done so many foundational things through my term, through my leadership. The OCP has been brought forward. We're working on zoning. We need to deal with housing. And so I have some interest with that, but also working with the MLA and the provincial government to secure land so that we can actually go forward. So those are just some of the things that we need to deal with as we go on.
And what have you been doing in preparation for the eventuality if you do get elected again? How have you been preparing for that?
Well, continuing on what we've set in place, I think that's the key. So making sure that as we move forward with a new council, that we bring everybody up to speed as the work that we have been done and prepare everyone for the next session as we move forward. I think really that's what we need to do. Okay. What we need to do.
And looking at the people running, there's 12 people in total running for mayor and council, two women. One of them is a visible ethnic minority. What do you think about this lack of diversity?
I think that just speaks to what we're dealing with when it comes to problems with social media. People are afraid to run because they don't want that controversy. And that really is a concern for me. People don't want to step up because they're concerned about what's going to happen. I've had many conversations with many people in the community going, please run, would you like to run? And they're going like, I can't deal with it. And I actually can see that in my own world. I see what happens. I see how it plays on my family. And so my family will come to me at some point, and I've had my kids come to me and go, Dad, is it really worth it? And so those are the issues that actually stop people from coming forward.